On this day, June 29, 1853, the last American land grab was accomplished with the Gadsden Purchase. I'll tell you about it. Let's get started. The war between the U.S. and Mexico ended with the signing of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo. In exchange for $15 million plus another $3 million that had to do with Mexican debt associated with the land, the U.S. acquired the areas encompassing much of present-day California, Nevada, Utah, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, Wyoming, and Texas. That's a big area. The treaty was ratified on March 10, 1848. Now, but there's more to the story than the mere resultant fact. So let's dig a little deeper, because this is an important lesson. Now, James K. Polk was president at that time. Polk was a devout Presbyterian. He didn't drink, he didn't smoke or chew, or as they say, he didn't go with women who do. Polk frowned on such behavior. Sam Houston said the problem with Polk was that he drank too much water. Now, though Polk was a stickler for religious thou shalt nots, he had no such reservations when it came to going to war to expand the country. In other words, his morals kept him off the booze, but not off the battlefield. Now, first up in Polk's religious war was the Oregon Territory, and his motto was 54-40 or fight, and I'm sure you've heard that in your history lessons. And this clever threat of war slogan gave America the Oregon Territory without a fight. Now, why do I call this Polk's religious war? Well, Polk believed in something called manifest destiny. What's that? Well, it's a principle that went hand in hand with Polk's religious ideals. Manifest destiny was the belief that God had ordained the United States to expand all the way to the Pacific Ocean. Now, before I go further, let me just say this. If you're expecting me to bash Christianity with a broad brush, I'm not going to do it. I'm only going to rebuke the bad actions of some who used Christianity to justify bad actions. And if you're expecting me to bash America, I'm not going to do that either. I'm only going to acknowledge bad that happened in its history. Remember, a true patriot looks honestly at his country and acknowledges the good, recognizes the bad, and does his best to promote the virtue of his country. That's what a patriot does. Now back to Polk and Manifest Destiny. This religious faith helped contribute to the Mexican War. And here's how it played out. There was a boundary dispute between Mexico and Texas around the Rio Grande, and Southerners took the side of the Texans because slaveholders were settling in Texas and they wanted that territory as big as possible in their struggle to extend the evil institution of slavery all the way to the Pacific. And Southern leaders were ready to declare war if Mexico stepped one foot on the disputed territory. However, Northern statesmen said that that kind of bloody land grabbing would be unjust and just downright unneighborly. Well, Polk held the Southern view and took steps to provoke Mexico. So he sent General Zachary Taylor into the disputed area to hold the Rio Grande Valley. Now, the Mexicans basically said, "Get off our property, bud," and then they sent soldiers across the river to make their message loud and clear. And, of course, there was a skirmish, and Polk now got what he wanted. Now he can go to Congress and claim that Mexico had, quote, invaded America. And Congress obliged, saying Mexico started a war, in their words, notwithstanding all our efforts to avoid it. Now, note that language. Note that very carefully. They wanted to go to war. That was the goal. They wanted to expand the territory, and they used this opportunity to justify the war. Congress at once sent 50,000 troops to the area. Now, there were those who opposed this action. One Whig representative from Illinois stood out. Now, you might have heard of him. His name is Abraham Lincoln. In opposition to Polk, Lincoln proposed what were called his spot resolutions, and they called upon President Polk to provide Congress with the exact location, the exact spot on which American blood was spilt. Now, Lincoln was arguing that the area where the fighting took place was in the disputed area, and we had no business being there. And Lincoln was challenging Polk to prove that his call for war was just. And by the way, Lincoln was insistent. He kept pushing the spot resolution so much that people started calling him Spotty Lincoln. Now, Lincoln's resolutions were ignored by the House, and here's the kicker. Democrats said Lincoln's resolutions were, you ready for this? Now, you've heard this song before. You know what they said about Lincoln's resolutions? Are you ready? Unpatriotic. That's what they said. Ah, but of course, heresy, I say. Heresy. I never knew there was gambling in this establishment. They called it unpatriotic. And that's usually what happens when you stand against the current of an overzealous, quote, patriotism, which has a religious zeal behind it. And it's not honest and it's not just. Well, Lincoln wasn't a pacifist. Lincoln was merely questioning Polk's actions in this rush to war. And as a matter of fact, later on, Lincoln supported Zachary Taylor for president, the guy who led the Mexican War. Well, Polk's view of manifest destiny, together with the interest of Southern slavery, conspired to make war. Polk said soldiers fell on American soil when in fact they had actually fallen on disputed territory. Later on, General Grant wrote in his personal memoirs about the Mexican War, calling it a war of conquest against a weaker power. Even Grant recognized this. Now, the Americans celebrated the victory while overlooking the dubious nature of the war. After all, they got more territory and they had religious grounds for justifying it, and that was just not a good thing. Well, the Treaty of 1848 didn't finally settle matters. Surveyors were sent to mark the boundary line between the Rio Grande and Gila Rivers, but arguments still existed over the correct boundary line between the two nations. President Franklin Pierce took office in March of 1853, and one of the first problems they had to deal with, his cabinet, was the boundary dispute. And the argument was settled by negotiations which led to the purchase of an area of land over 29,000 square miles in the southern portion of Arizona and New Mexico, and the cost was around $10 million. The deal was arranged by the American minister to Mexico, James Gadsden, on this day, June 29th, 1853. And this transaction has gone down in history as the Gadsden Purchase. So between 1848 and 1853, we spent $35,750,000 in acquiring territory from Mexico. The total area was 11 times the size of the state of New York, costing about 10 cents per acre. Now, to this day, many of the Hispanic people near the border say, "We didn't cross the border. The border crossed us." Now, we can't relive history. The deed is done. This lesson should humble present-day Americans and cause them to act wisely, justly, and charitable in our present and future dealings.